Welcome everybody, share number 872, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke about last year in reference to the stuffing, the stuffed meat, stuffed chicken, in reference to the first bracha. So let's just chazer over, and then I want to get to the after bracha, how we deal with it. So we said, first of all, we explained Reb Shlomo Zalman, that Rabbanda brings down from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zechus Tzadik Livracha, what he said over there. We're not going to go through the whole thing again, but just real quickly, that one should make first a bar minum zonos, as somebody has regular stuffed chicken, or regular stuffed meat, and the stuffing usually is either made out of rice, or it's made out of, breadcrumbs and these type of things, and it's made into a mush, and it's a stuffing. So that's a mizonah. So we said, so one should first, Rabbanah brings down on page 475, one should first make a bore mina mizonos, make a bore mina mizonos on the stuffing, pull out some of the stuffing, and then they should make, then take a piece of the meat, or the outside chicken, meat or chicken is the same thing, then take a piece of the chicken and make a shahakal. So first you take out the stuffing, make a mizonos separately, then after I'm done with that, I take out a piece of the piece of the chicken or the meat, I make a shahakal separately. Now the question is, what about the after bracha? How do we deal with that? Okay, fine. So now let's say the stuffing is made out of rice. Many times this rice stuffing is like a mixture of rice with other ingredients, whatever it is in there. So then, in general, rice is a mizonos, right? So you make the mizonos first, but rice, the after bracha, we know is a burn of fashos, right? Person has rice, we don't make a al hamichya on rice. The rice is the only thing, pretty much. Well, that's what the Sefer Shaina Halacha says, so I can't say, but Sefer Shaina Halacha says, rice is the only item that we have a mizonos and a bore nefashos, right? So, and the chicken is a shahakal and a bore nefashos. So if the stuffing is rice stuffing and there's no breadcrumbs and that type of stuff in it, it's a rice type of a stuffing, so then the bracha will be bore minizonos and a shahakal on the outside, like we said, and a bore nefashos would be made afterwards. Now, assuming the fact that one made ada kazayas, of either part, right, in under a 4 minute period at any point. Again, I want to stress that people, there's some people under the impression that, if I have to eat it right away, like I must eat a kazayas right away and then I can make my bracha achren. No, it doesn't work like that. It's always best to eat a kazayas right away like this. You're in the clear, but when you're eating something, as long as at any point in your eating session, let's say it took me, 20 minutes to eat this piece of chicken, right, with the stuffing. And I did not wash. We'll get to that in a second. I did not wash. I'm just eating this piece of chicken. So then, as long as at any point in your eating session, those 20 minutes, you ate a kazayas of the outside, inside, or together, then one will make a barei nefashos. Now, it goes without saying, if somebody washed, obviously there's no bracha made on the chicken, no bracha made on the stuffing, right? I washed, I made my hamoitzi, this is my part of my meal, and that's it, it's my main dish, right? So there's no bracha made, and the regular benching covers the chicken and the stuffing. Now, the more complicated part is, what about if the stuffing is made out of the regular breadcrumbs, challah crumbs, whatever it is, made into a mush, and so on. So then we have to go with the other halachas that we spoke about, like in reference to cake and so on, whereby one has to be careful, one has to know, if they ate a kazayas of the mizonos part, right, it sometimes gets a little bit complicated, but if the person knows that they ate a kazayas of the mizonos part, meaning pretty much the breadcrumbs part, and it could get even more complicated because of the fact that there's a lot of different ingredients mixed in. So one has to know, sometimes you need two kazayasim, depending on how much, what percentage of the breadcrumbs is there, So for example, if somebody, it's only a small amount of bread, and it's hard to give a general thing, but I'm not a cook, I'm not so involved in the food process, but if let's say somebody, there's only a small amount of breadcrumbs put in, and I want to stress one thing, that, well, we're assuming that it's all there for taste, right? The breadcrumbs and whatever, the mizonos is there for taste and sustenance. I didn't really mention that, but we're talking about a regular case of stuffing, chicken stuffing or meat stuffing, and it's there for taste and sustenance, because if there's only a little bit of breadcrumbs in there, to keep it together, to keep it sturdy, so then it's a regular shahakal, right? So then we say it's bottled to relative to everything else, let's say whatever the other stuff is over there, that will be the other ingredients will be a shahakal. Let's say assuming it's shahakal, then the whole thing is only shahakal. We're dealing with a case in time whereby it's all there for taste and sustenance, and the stuffing is, you know, it's there to give you geshmak and everything. Okay, so now the question is, so did you eat a kazayas within a 4-minute period of the stuffing of the breadcrumb pot? So that's the question over here. So in case not, right, if somebody under a 4-minute period, so if you did not eat a kazayas of the breadcrumb pot, which is basically the breadcrumbs, right, not even so much including the other ingredients. So a person has to know if it's like, you know, half breadcrumbs, half other ingredients, then you need 2 kazesim. If it's a third breadcrumbs and 2/3 other ingredients, then you would need 3 kazesim. So a person has to know the cheshbon roughly. They should make a rough estimate. It's, sometimes it's hard to know if it's you're not the one who made it. So, but in general, okay, then it's a good thing. That's why it's always good to wash in these instances when it gets more complicated like this. It is definitely, I do want to say that, it's definitely a much better thing to wash, like you're in the clear. I made my hamoitzi and I'm done. As far as the after bracha, first bracha is easy because we said, as long as everything, the breadcrumbs are there for taste and sustenance, right? So then we said, you first make the mezonos and then the shakal. So that's the easy part. But the after bracha gets complicated. And it's a good thing to wash. Like I mentioned many times, my father, Olav Shalom, used to always take one piece of rye bread or whatever the case is, you know, at least a kazayas under a 4-minute period of the bread. He would wash, and then he makes berachas hamazon. Finish. He ate his meal, he's making berachas hamazon, you know. But be it as it may, let's say somebody doesn't have bread, they're sitting down to this thing, so a person has to know if they don't eat a kazayas in general, if they don't eat a kazayas of the mezonos pot, which is basically the breadcrumb pot, even without the other ingredients, depending on how much is there, so then they will make a bur nefashos. In other words, if I ate a kazayas, yeah, I ate a kazayas of the whole thing under a 4-minute period, but it definitely was not the breadcrumbs itself, so then one will make a bur nefashos, right? It's no different than if I have the apple pie, the same thing by the apple pie. I mean, I ate the apple pie, but I did not eat the mezonos pot. I didn't eat the mezonos pot under a 4-minute period, right? In other words, I didn't eat the outer crust under a 4-minute period at all. So then, but I ate a kazayas, everything together. I ate a kazayas, so then a person will make also bur nefashos. If they ate a kazayas of the outer crust, more than a kazayas, even 2 kazayasim, because again, in conjunction with, even though the crust itself has other ingredients also, right? So one has to know. It could be it's 2 kazayasim, and then you make a al hamichi. But if you only ate a kazayas of the whole thing under a 4-minute period, at some point, then you will make a bar nefashos, whether it's in the apple pie or whether it's in the stuffed chicken or the stuffed meat, we will make a bar nefashos. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.